Jim, we were talking about how many people will it take to secure those borders where you guys are comfortable with what's happening. I mean, I'm not sure we're going to stop at 100%, but what will it take to get it down to just a trickle?
Currently, the United States Border Patrol needs about 36,000 Border Patrol agents.
And that's just the South now. You're not even talking about Canada, right?
I would say throughout. All right. That's a start, 36,000. But both of these agencies need a 500% increase in their working budget. And that's the both agencies, meaning not only the U.S. Border Patrol, which is responsible for protecting our perimeters, but the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, commonly known as ICE, which is responsible for customs enforcement, protecting our ports, our seaports of entry, and supposedly responding to citizens' complaints about criminal illegal alien activity in their communities. Unfortunately, there is no one available to respond to those complaints. I personally have made dozens of calls, and a report supposedly is taken by someone at the other end of the telephone, and nothing, absolutely nothing has ever happened. And that was years ago. And I knew then that there was no one available to respond to complaints. It's tantamount to having no police officers in Los Angeles. And when someone committed a crime or you wanted to turn someone in, there would be someone at the other end of the telephone taking a report, but there would be absolutely no response.
All right, so if we get 36,000 new
Border Patrol agents
out there, do you still believe we need to do a fence?
Not a fence, but a wall, an impenetrable wall would not be a bad idea. And I was averse to the wall until about 6 months ago when I heard the President and the Senate continue to speak about how they were not going to enforce any laws that might be passed, and how with their typical defeatist rhetoric, and realized at that point that not only do we need troops on the border until we get an adequate amount of Border Patrol agents, we need a wall to make their job easier. If the federal government is not going to protect us, then I want to insist on everything. A wall. I want federal troops until we have enough Border Patrol agents. When we have enough Border Patrol agents, then we can pull the federal troops back. And I want at least 10,000 increase in personnel alone to the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement so that they can have a couple of thousand more prosecuting attorneys, a couple thousand more professional investigators. Right now they have about a couple of dozen to handle over 300 million people in the country. It's insanely underfunded and undermanned. They need a couple of thousand lawyers to prosecute the unscrupulous employers, and a couple of thousand professional investigators, and about 6,000 administrative and investigative staff to help them. That would solve this problem within 24 months.
Okay.
24 months, yes, you would not have this problem. Most of the employers who are engaged in this 21st century slave trade would be on their way to federal prison. Their properties would be confiscated, similar to the way the IRS engages people who conduct criminal tax fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Their property gets seized, including their personal assets, and they spend quite a time in federal prison, which is where they belong. You can tell from my that I am not sympathetic with these 21st century slave traders. I am not sympathetic with a mayor of a city who engages in lawlessness, encourages things like Special Order 40, which really, literally, officially blesses his or her city, of which he or she is the mayor, as an official criminal sanctuary haven. It's nothing less than that. That's exactly what they're doing. They try to use different words, making it sound innocuous, like, oh, we're only trying to help the impoverished and the downtrodden. After all, we're supposed to take care of the world's hungry, mm-hmm. and shelter them, etc. Well, no, we're not. There is no law that says we have to do that. It's nice to be benevolent, but there are 6.5 billion people in the world, George. We cannot possibly take care of all of them. And many of them would like to immigrate to the United States, take advantage of our civil liberties, our benevolence, and the opportunity for free enterprise. Many would like to take advantage of an expansive system of taxpayer-funded welfare and public assistance programs, unfortunately. And others want to come to the United States to operate criminal cartels, including drug, prostitution, identity fraud and theft rings, human cargo importation, and whatever other criminal activity they might want to engage in that they've been doing in their own country. And the reason they've left their own country is because they're wanted fugitives.